on Monday, and time now for the word of the day.
Yay.
Word of the day today is rife.
Rife.
Rife. What it means, rife usually describes things that are very common and often, though not always, bad or unpleasant. Rife is also commonly used in the phrase rife with to mean copiously supplied or having a large amount of, full of. In other words, unlike most adjectives, rife is not used before a noun. Like, for example, speculation about who would be sent to the new office had been rife for weeks, or the writer's history was rife with scandal. So, English is rife, pardon the pun, with words that have been handed down to us from Old English, among them rife. It comes from the Old English adjective reife, the first adjective in the written form in the 12th century. Its oldest meaning, still in use today, is synonymous with widespread and prevalent. It's more likely, however, than either of those to describe negative things, as in corruption and greed were rife in City Hall. Most often rife is used alongside with the to mean abounding. So although rife can be appropriately used for good or neutral things in this sense, as in the first sentence of the paragraph, like its synonym and fellow Old English descendant lousy from the Old English noun lus, meaning louse, it tends to describe things that one wishes weren't in such copious supply. So it's kind of, you know, South African politics is rife with corruption.
But you could also use it in a positive way, though.
Let's hear.
Belito is rife with stunning beaches, luxury estates, and a vibrant holiday atmosphere that keeps visitors coming back year after year.
Okay, well, there it is. You see, it doesn't always have to be unpleasant.
Yeah.
Although I think those beaches probably are.